See, the world is hostile to spiritual things because it is controlled by the devil. So do not be surprised if you experience opposition to your faith in God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 35 through 38, reports the sufferings endured by saints in generations gone, saying, "Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth." Now review that list of sufferings, and then we will draw some applications for our day. For there are truths that we can profit from which are taught by the sufferings of the people of God in generations gone. We think at once of the widow of Sarepta, whose child was raised from death by the prophet Elijah, and the widow of Shunem, whose child was raised from death by Elisha. These women are shown as examples of faith because they turned to the prophet of God when death came into their families. There are occasions when the blessings of God on our faith are evident in this life, as the resuscitations of the two children just mentioned. Of course, in the New Testament, we could mention the raising of the daughter of Jairus, the son of the widow of Nain, and the brother of Mary and Martha, all of those happening in the ministry of Jesus. But there were other occasions when some were tortured for their faith and endured because they believed in a better resurrection, which would not return them to life in this world, but to life in the world to come. Torture would not change their confidence in the other world for relief from pain in this world, and that is faith. Others suffered in different ways. Mockings and scourgings, bonds and imprisonments were endured by some saints. They were not killed. Their abuse and suffering continued for a long time, requiring the enduring quality of faith to hold them up. But death did come to many. They died by being stoned, as the prophet Zechariah was stoned for rebuking the people for forsaking the Lord. Tradition says the prophet Jeremiah was stoned to death in his old age while living in Egypt. Some were cut to pieces by knives, as was Isaiah, according to Jewish tradition. That was a common way to execute prisoners in ancient times. Many were tempted by being offered rewards for renouncing their faith in God, and when they did not recant, they were slain with the sword. Look how wretched the lives of some became. They became refugees with nothing for clothing but sheepskins and goatskins. They were continually in destitute condition. They were continually in pain. They were cruelly attacked and ill-treated. The world treated them as if they were not worthy to live in this world. But the truth is, the world was not worthy to have such saints living in it. They were not able to settle anywhere, but instead had to live a hunted life in deserts and on the mountains. Their shelter was found in caves and underground caverns. The animals could return to their dens day after day, but these oppressed and beleaguered saints had to keep on the move to keep their enemies from locating them. All that was endured because they would not give up their faith in God. But how could they hold on to faith in God when they were suffering so? Well, remember that faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we do not see. They were so sure of the unseen realities that they persisted in spite of the violent opposition. Now, from that brief and somewhat distressing description of the suffering saints of God in generations gone, let us draw some applications for today. These will be helpful to those who have to undergo suffering, or who may be suffering now, or even for those who may enter into suffering in time to come. What are the principles? First, faith does not exempt the believer from trials. Now, the history of religion shows that is a fact of life. The teachings of Jesus underscore that fact even more emphatically. Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He explained why trouble comes to saints in this world, saying, "If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." See, the world is hostile to spiritual things because it is controlled by the devil. So do not be surprised if you experience opposition to your faith in God. Second, faith gives a reason for sufferings in this world. Now, Satan is the god of this world, and Jesus is the Lord of the Christians. To be a Christian means one lives in the territory of the enemy. Satan will not let God's people go unchallenged. He comes with opposition, with temptation, and otherwise tries to destroy their faith and witness. Now, that'd be a fearful thing if we were not sure that God is greater than the devil. God is in you as a Christian, and the devil is in the world. But the Bible assures us, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We claim the victory by faith. Third, faith provides strength in time of suffering. If we had no hope, we might just surrender to the devil. But we have hope in Jesus. Our hope is the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. And multitudes of God's saints can testify with Ezra, "I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me." Looking to God in faith encourages confident trust in Him. Trust in Him to act, and it will keep you steadfast in your faith. So faith brings strength, and strength from the Lord increases faith. Thank God for this blessed ministry of faith in the times of our weakness and our human inability. When one is weak in himself, he becomes strong in the Lord through faith. And fourth, faith enables a testimony in times of suffering. Many saints of God have given their greatest life testimony in times of suffering. I remember a lovely Christian lady who suffered a long and painful illness due to cancer. But how vibrant was her testimony as the weeks passed. How she glorified God in her illness because of her faith. Remember Job, whose trials are recorded in the book that bears his name? He was a man who feared God and hated evil, and yet he underwent physical suffering, misunderstanding by his friends, the loss of his family, the loss of his fortune. But as a result of that, he stands forth in a great testimony of the power of faith to bear one up through trials. Thank God for the trials that give us opportunity to testify of His faithfulness. So do not give up hope when trials come to you. Know that God loves you and is with you, whatever trials you may be required to bear. Look for God's strength to be yours and for an opportunity to give a testimony to His grace. For your burden will become a blessing as you see God working in you through it. Faith is powerful to make us victorious in times of suffering. Father, we tend to think that trials mean you have forsaken us, but thank you, that's never the case. We rejoice to know that you've written our names in heaven, that you know each one of us personally. It is so comforting to know that you watch over us as a loving parent watches over his little children. And we take courage in that, and we resolve to be faithful to you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.